Hi there, everybody. Here we are again for another edition of Snailworks Newsroom, brought to you by
SnailworksMusic.com,
where the music is. My name's Terry Allen, for those of you just joining us, and this here is the irrepressible Snail Girl, world's greatest authority on everything. This week, she's got some great advice for those of you unfortunate enough to be facing an impending and unavoidable marriage.
Snail Girl, marriage counselor to the stars.
But that comes later. Right now, the Snail Girl is going to tell you all about our website and our YouTube channel. Aren't you, Snail Girl?
Oh, yeah. You can go to our website, snailworksmusic.com, and you can go to youtube.com/snailworks anytime you want.
Thank you, Snail Girl.
snailworksmusic.com, youtube.com/snailworks.
Now it's time for the Snailworks featured artist. You're about to hear some of the best blues harp playing you'll ever hear.
Hey, you know, I played auto harp in reform school. It was so hard on my nails.
No, man, blues harp is a harmonica.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Pat Ramsey and the Blues Disciples, plus the Hot Harmonica Collection. Hit it! That was really cool. Did you figure out the difference between a blues harp and an auto harp yet?
Well, yeah. A blues harp is blue, and an auto harp plays itself.
Oh, well.
Right?
Now, as promised,
Snail Girl, the kindergarten dropout who survived 8 failed marriages to become Snail Girl, marriage counselor to the stars.
Well, now, I like to fool around in the office. But marriage counseling is no laughing matter. There are several things you must understand. The most important one is that marriage is not a word, it's a sentence. Secondly, for better or worse does not mean you could do any better or she could do any worse. And finally, when repeating the marriage vows, I do should not be followed by, oh no, you don't. Thank you.
Snail Girl, marriage counselor to the stars.
And now it's time for Snail Girl's words of wisdom. And they go just like this.
Okay. Always remember, you can always fool some of the people some of the time, and some of the people some of the time, but you can fool all the people some of the time, and all of the people some of the time, and those are pretty good odds.
Somehow that made sense.
Snail Girl, the world's greatest authority on everything.
Well, that's it for now. But remember, all the great music you hear on Snailworks Newsroom is available on our website, so check out our whole catalog.
Because we're there all the time. Our website is snailworksmusic.com, and our YouTube channel is youtube.com/snailworks. With an X!
Okay, that's it. See you next time. And until next time, the very best to everybody, except my ex-girlfriend. I hope she gets lost in Cucamonga and doesn't have a GPS. Bye now. Don't worry about a thing, because Snailworks Music will set you free. And here's where you can find us.
Snailworksmusic.com, YouTube.com/Snailworks.
Tango Tango, Tainted Love, available at snailworksmusic.com and streaming everywhere.
Tainted Love.
Tell It to Linus, brought to you by snailworksmusic.com, where the music is.
Well, hi, everybody. My name's Terry Allen, and this is Tell It to Linus, the only place on Earth where you can get life-changing advice from a fur-bearing quadruped. Okay, Linus, here's an email from Dale in Duluth, Minnesota. Dear Linus, with the economy the way it is, I can't afford to go out drinking anymore. What should I do now?
It's the Linus Cool Cat pick of the litter.
PC Rakes, Memphis Bless Your Soul, available at snailworksmusic.com and streaming everywhere.
Memphis, bless your soul. Thank you for giving us rock and roll.
Where's my kitty treats? Wow.
Don't worry about a thing, because Snailworks Music will set you free. And here's where you can find us.
Snailworksmusic.com, YouTube.com/Snailworks.
The country's in a crisis. The president's a dope. Everybody's unemployed. We're on a slippery slope. Old folks dropping dead. We're starving them, you see. I know it's all the truth. I seen it on TV. There's poison.
Doc Rogers and the Rock Dodgers. Available at snailworksmusic.com and streaming everywhere.
Ain't nobody guilty in the penitentiary. I know it's all the truth. I seen it on TV.
It's the Ray at Midnight Show. Tonight's music guest, W. Michael Lewis.
Michael, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a long
time. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Doing great, pal. I said, you know, You know, Mike, as I went through your resume,
yeah,
the thing that really got me, there's so much stuff here, I'll never be able to do this in one show. I'll never be able to do this in one show. You know, okay. What amazed me, though, is the fact that you were in so many groups. One, you were in the Wii 5.
Yeah.
You were in Quicksilver Messenger Service, which was probably one of the all-time great acid rock bands.
Yeah, that's why I don't remember my job.
Oh, that was the reason why. Well, you know, luckily this is a late show, so we don't have teenagers here, Michael. Yeah. So, and then I see that you went to ABI Records after that and became a producer. And mm-hmm. your first international hit was a record called Mondo Disco, which was one of my favorites, by the way. Yeah. The thing that interests me as I was looking at your work was that you did the TV series In Search Of.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the theme for the In Search Of, which was dynamic. I didn't know you at that time, but I thought that the theme was absolutely fantastic. In fact, I may have even bought that at some time myself.
So. I hope you did. I hope you bought several of them.
Well, more than likely, I probably did. I'm sure I didn't get them free. Being in the music industry, sometimes we get free stuff. But yeah. Maybe I got a few of those. I'll have to go back into my record collection, which is in a warehouse way, way out there.
Yeah, I remember those records. They had holes in them.
Yeah, I remember those two, the big LPs as well. Yeah. We didn't have these little tiny little things, if you recall.
No.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this. How was it, working with Leonard Nimoy, did you actually ever meet him at the time or discuss the music with him that you were doing? Because the music in that whole series is actually fantastic, and it's run for 6 years or more.
Well, personally, I heard that he didn't care for the music. But no, we did. We met him, but we didn't really work together because they were done separately. And
I see. But who did you work with at the music level there? Because the arrangements on some of those were just fabulous.
I did most of the music kind of spontaneous. We'd look at a show uncut and with no sound effects, and then kind of throw the music in there and try different things. And I had a lot of pointers from a guy named Jack Tiller, because when I first started doing In Search Of, I had no clue what I was doing. I'd never done a TV show before, so I was learning as I went.
Wow.
I bluffed my way into it and then figured, okay, well, I can do this. And it worked out really nice. It ran for 6 years on network, and it's, as far as I know, it's still in syndication.
It is. I saw it recently when I was in New York. What was your favorite show that you did, though? Because there were some that were just really had some intros to them that were kind of, when they like shook you up a little.
One was In Search Of Dracto. That was fun because we got to do a little broke kind of off-center classical vibe, and I liked Atlantis because I could go real electronic on that.
Well, that was good. No, that was good. But you know, when you said Dracula, you know, that's a very popular thing going on.
It is
on right
the vampire
now,
thing. Yeah,
the vampires are back.
Mm-hmm, they
and
certainly
back
are.
In a big way. Do you have any vampire projects in the works?
As
now?
A matter of fact. Since you asked that, right? I do. I have a group called Oranga Tango, and they're in the studio right now finishing up a CD that's been 3 years in the making, because none of them speak the same language. They come from all these different countries.
Wait a minute. The name alone got me. Orango Tango.
Orango Tango.
I mean,
yes.
What is an Orango Tango?
Well,
you got to tell me a little of the story about that.
Well, that might take more time than we have, but I will tell you that Orango Tango is based on people that from three different continents. There's no common language. They work with interpreters, and none of them speak English, so being in the studio is really a mess sometimes.
Well, how can you go to the studio if, you know, it's almost like baseball, half those guys, Japanese guys, Spanish
guys.
Well,
music is the common language.
It is.
It really is. But anyway, speaking of the vampire thing, the lead singer of Orango Tango, Pat Baboon, he's working on lyrics for a song right now called Last Night in Paris, and it's going to be a vampire story from what I hear, but he swears it's true. And he's kind of out there, so who knows, but I hope it's going to be a good song.
So it's true, right? So in other words, you're going to tell me that there are vampires in Paris.
He seems to believe it,
But getting back to the In Search Of series, which was just a fabulous series. As I said, it's still running or whatever. Didn't you do one, I think I remember, Not Atlantis, but it was where the ships and so forth, people disappear.
Oh, Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle.
We also did a movie for the same producer called Secrets of the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, wow, and you did the music for that.
That was full orchestra, that particular one.
Well, that had to be a lot of fun.
It was, definitely.
The other one that amazed me that you did was the ninja movies. I didn't realize that you did those. I hate to say this, but I went to probably saw all those ninja movies myself because I love all of that. And you know,
that was before the Ninja Turtles, I think.
Yeah, I believe it was. I mean, the Ninja Turtles, I think, stole the ninja movies. Bossy, did you do that with Mark Lindsay?
I did one with Mark Lindsay, one called Shogun Assassin that was by a different company. I did three for Canon Films, Enter the Ninja, Revenge of the Ninja, and Ninja 3, The Domination.
Oh, wow.
But Shogun Assassin really has a big cult following because the producer took, there were seven Japanese films that were made with this one character called Lone Wolf, who is the star of Shogun Assassin. He took the seven Japanese films, took the best parts, edited them together, and then created a new story in English, which he put in sync to the moving mouths of the people in Japanese and wrote a whole new story.
Wow.
And it was very interesting.
And how did you do the music for that?
Well,
was that full orchestra, or was that again?
That was like a combination of electronic and rock and roll, because we wanted to go against the grain. It was set in medieval Japan, and we thought we'd just totally go against the grain, and it seemed to work really well.
Well, that's very interesting, Mike, and I want to know more about that, but I know that you worked with David Benoit and ABI troops there, mm-hmm. and you've had some successful albums there. Those albums are still some of my favorite albums, and I do have those myself. The other thing that I really was impressive, because I was living in Paris at the time, but unfortunately I didn't see any vampires or anything else.
Really?
But was Mondo Disco. I was in that period. You had the Maxine Disco, and you had all these wonderful places in Paris at that time. And I remember Mondo Disco. I was in Germany when I first heard it there.
Cool.
And I was in a club, and I didn't realize who it was, and then later... I was told that it was you guys. Was that your first album that you did of that particular style of music?
Yes, it definitely was.
And how did you come up with the idea?
Well, actually, from you.
Not really. But I mean, you know, there is another Ray, I know that.
What was going on in Europe, and at first I didn't take it seriously and kind of did it almost kind of tongue-in-cheek, and it took off, so I said, figured I better take it seriously.
Wasn't that the time when, because I noticed that has a few intonations, of sexual intonations in it, was that around the time of Donna Summer's, was she doing that album?
I think it was a combination of R&B and porno soundtrack, is kind of what disco was, really.
Well, maybe you're right. Yeah. I think maybe you're right, but there was a lot of interesting cuts on that track. I remember...
My favorite was Count of Monte Disco.
Count of Monte Disco, I remember that one. I also remember Heartbeat, too.
That was an Ed Cobb song.
Yeah, and that was back, Heartbeat was back in the 60s, I think it was originally recorded.
Originally, I believe so.
How did you pick that up, or was that with Ed Cobb, or you mentioned him, he's a famous writer.
Yeah, we would always go through, I know AVI had a big, good publishing catalog, and time to time we would scour through the catalog and see if we could find some songs that we could recut. That was one that we definitely... thought could be recut.
Well, Mike, running out of time, I want to tell you it's a privilege having you here from Los Angeles, California, and the Calabasas recording studio here. Good luck, Michael. And I want to know more about Orango Tango, which will more than likely come up in our next show with W. Michael Lewis. Thank you all, and good night.
Mondo.
Don't worry about a thing, because Snailworks Music will set you free. And here's where you can find us.
SnailworksMusic.com, YouTube.com/SnailWorks.